We'll start again briefly the Gemara, Daf Ayin Omer Aleph. Three lines from the top. And we'll learn Ayin Omer Beis with Ayin Omer Aleph again. Boimene Abayi Mi Rabba. Abayi asked Rabba the following question. Three lines from the top. Chamisha Sheshruim B'chotzer Achas. Five people living in one chotzer. V'shochach Echom Nevelo Irev. And one of them forgot to be part of the Erev. Now that he's mevatel, does he have to mevatel every individual knock on their door? Or loy, is it sufficient to mevatel to one? And one, since they're all part of the Erev, one is includes all of them. Omalei, so Rabbi answered, so Rabbi Shita is, bitl means the cholechot ve'echot. And then Rabbi has the following question. Esvei. Now, this Gemara is not so complicated. The Gemara is saying six cases, but you said that the Gemara is going to be as follows. Rabbi holds, you have to mevatel cholechot ve'echot. Abai is going to ask a raya that you don't have to mevatel cholechot ve'echot. When a person makes an Erev, that means there's another person here. So, Akdoma number one, if you mevatel just to the person that's ma'arev, to one person that's ma'arev, that means you're not mevatel cholechot ve'echot because there's another person that's ma'arev with him. Someone that's not ma'arev is mevatel to one person that's ma'arev, that means he's not mevatel cholechot ve'echot because what happened to the second guy? Well, maybe he died. That's going to be Rabbi's Tchiyah. That's Akdoma number one. Akdoma number two, when a person is ma'arev, and he's mevatel to someone that's not ma'arev, that's not going to do the job. The other people that are ma'arev with him have to mevatel to him too, to the person that's not ma'arev. You can't do a half of the equation. Two people that are, all 10 people have to mevatel to the one that's not ma'arev. It's not enough that half the people, 5 out of 10, are mevatel to the one that's in the ma'arev. Zok de Gemara. Eis the following question. Echot shlo irev, if one person was a ma'arev, he's mevatel reshus to one that's not ma'arev. He wasn't part of the erev in the chotzer, so he's mevatel reshus. So the guy that's the echot shel irev, the one that's not ma'arev, can now carry from the chotzer of the one that was irev, from the house of the one that was irev. Now it only says he's mevatel to echot shel irev. Irev ultimately means two, so we see now mevatel chalechot ve'echot. Next case, shnayim she'irvu, two people that are part of an erev, noisir reshus on le'echot shel irev. Two people, that's all of them, let's say two is two out of two, they mevatel the reshus to one that's shel irev. That's very good. Vishnayim shel irvu, two people that were not part of an erev, noisir reshus on shnayim she'irvu. They can be mevatel their reshus in order that the irvu should be able to carry, and they can carry from their home, l'shnayim she'irvu, two people that are ma'arev. Oy, or le'echot shel irev. Or shnayim shlo irvu, two people that are not ma'arev, can be mevatel to one person. One second, let me finish the second case. Oy, or shnayim shlo irvu, two people that are not ma'arev, they can be mevatel their reshus to echot shlo irev. That means, as long as the echot shlo irev receives now the reshus from shnayim shlo irvu, so that echot shlo irev is the only person here. What's your question? Yes.
How does shnayim shlo irvu work? We said yesterday that two people.
Two people cannot receive. Shnayim shlo irvu, that which case? To read me the case. Shnayim shlo irvu noisnim reshus.
Right, but how could they, you say, can't?
Noisnim. Before we said that the people that were ma'arev cannot be mevatel to two that are ma'arev. Here, the two that are ma'arev are giving over their reshus and chotzer to the shnayim shlo irvu. Big difference. Avol, however, loy echot she'irev, someone that was ma'arev, now someone that's ma'arev means there's another person with him. That one person is not enough for him alone to be noisir reshus lechot shel irev. Because what about his partner that's part of the erev? That's only 50% of the people of the erev are being mevatel reshus to the shel irev. And likewise, the einshnayim she'irvu, two people there are ma'arev, noisir reshus l'shnayim she'irvu, that's what you're asking, because two people cannot accept a bittel from people that were erev, because we were oisin zelzeh. The einshnayim shel irvu, and two people that were not ma'arev, noisir reshus l'shnayim shel irvu. That's very similar, but shnayim shel irvu cannot be mevatel their reshus to shnayim shel irvu, because shnayim shel irvu, again, they're oisin zelzeh. It says in the first case, echot shel irev. One person who wasn't part of the erev, noisir reshus l'echot shel irev, he can give his reshus to a person that was ma'arev. So hechidomi, what are we talking about? That the one shelo irev gives a shus leechot shirev. That's only one out of two. Either lekachin abadei, if there's no one else with him. So bahariman irev, who is he ma'arev with? Ela pshita dikachin abadei. There's two people here, and you're only giving up to one of them. V'katoni leechot shirev. So it's clearly not like Rabbi that says tzoch levat lechalechot veechot. The rabbi ochamai skin on the havu meis. There was another person here. He was ma'arev with someone, and that person died. So now he's the last person standing. So mele, you're being mevatel lechalechot veechot. Who is that echot veechot? Only one person left. Zok the Gemara, Ida Hava Umeis, if there was one person there that died, so Eim is Sefer. It says in the Sefer, Aval Ein Echot She'irev, one person was Ma'arev. It says in the Sefer, the person that's Ma'arev cannot give Reshusoy Le'echot Shaloi Irev. Now, if he's only one out of two, so if he's one out of two, I understand why Echot She'irev cannot give Reshus to Echot Shaloi Irev, because you have to have both giving the Reshus. It's only one. But if his partner died, so then why can't Echot She'irev give Reshus to Echot Shaloi Irev? V'ida Hava Umeis, Amai Loi, Ela Pshita the Sefer is talking about the Isa. That he's still around. And that's the whole chisorim. It's only 50% are being mevatel. Ume the sefer isa, reish and ami isa. So come on, there's no raya. Me the isi. Hoke the isa. The reish is talking about that the partner died. Hoke the isa. And the sefer is talking about that he's still alive. Teda, I'll prove you that the reish and the sefer are not totally zebezeh. The ketoni sefer, it's in the sefer, the reisha. The last case of the reisha, it says, ushnaim shal irvu, two people that were not part of the erev, noise reshuson, lishnaim shal irvu. Two people that are not part of the Erev can give up their Reshus to two people that are part of the Erev. Lishnayim in, it seems to imply only to two and not to one out of two. Le'echot loy. Well, how is Abaya going to answer this? According to Abaya, you don't have to mevatel chalechot ve'echot. Why does it say in the Sefer, dafka lishnayim she'irvu? Ve'abaya, Omar, what does it mean le'beis? It means le'echot me'beis. It doesn't mean to two, it means one out of two. Ihochi abizoy, let it say, listni, le'echot she'irev. If that's the case, let it say that you give it over to one person as a ma'arev, or to one person not, that was not ma'arev. Why does it say, l'shnayim she'irvu, which means one out of two? Let it say, l'echot she'irev, straight out. Zok demor kasha. Echot shelo irev. Now we're taking apart this b'raisa vayta. Echot shelo irev. It says in the b'raisa, one person that was not part of the erev, nois reshusa l'echot she'irev. That of course it can do. It can give up to the one that was irev. So al Abaya, we're talking about, what's the Chiddush over here? The Chiddush is the Isa. There's still another partner with him, and you don't have to give it up to two out of two. One out of two is sufficient. Echad Shalai Yigiv, Nois Rishul, Echad Shalai Yigiv means there's another partner, and I ignore him, because one out of two is sufficient. V'komashalon, De'entzoch Levat Rishul, Echad Vechad, that's the Chiddush. L'Rabba, you're talking about the Hava Umis, we're talking about that there was a partner there that died, and that's why the Echad Shalai Yigiv is Nois Rishul, Echad Shalai Yigiv, because he's the last guy standing. Veloy gozu, and the chiddush is, we're not gozer, zimn di isa, that maybe be gozer, that you shouldn't be able to mevatel reshus to echad she'irev,
because you might come to mevatel to echad she'irev when the partner is alive, and that's usur. Chiddush is, you're not gozer.
Well, what's your question? What? From Abaya's original kasha, all the way in the beginning. Eisvi Abaya. Rabbi answered. They're talking about mace. But Rabbi never held us talking about mace. Abaya Shita is, ain't Tzoch Levat Cholechot. There's a Yisori Zikam Achloik is Rabbi and Abaya. Rabbi says Tzoch Levat Cholechot Ve'echot. Abaya says, no. Ain't Tzoch Levat Cholechot Ve'echot. From my Kasha. Abaya, Rabbi answered, the guy died. Abaya said he never died. I hold ain't Tzoch Levat Cholechot Ve'echot. He asked Rabbi a Kasha. And based on the Kasha, he stelled back his Shita that ain't Tzoch Abaya Shita, that ain't Tzoch Levat Cholechot Ve'echot from the Kasha. And Rabbi argues, Rabbi says, no, we're talking about that he died. We're Tzoch Levat Cholechot Ve'echot. Abaya Shita is, ain't Tzoch Levat Cholechot Ve'echot. One guy forgot, all you have to do is knock on one guy's door. Rabbi says, you have to knock on every guy's door. Unless all four other partners died, then you just have to knock on one of the doors. Machloik is Abaya and Rabbi, Tzoch Levat Cholechot Ve'echot, or Echot is enough. Zog the Gemara. Next case in the Breisa. Ushnayim she'irvu. Two people that were part of an Erev. Noise reshus on the Echot Shalai Erev. Two people that are part of an Erev can give the reshus to one person that was not part of the Erev. Pshita. What's the Chiddush over there? Zok the Maron Ma'ur the Tema, you would think, came into the Erev. After all, this fellow was a Ma'arev. Liknasei. Make a Knas. And he won't be able to accept the Bittel from two people. Komash Malon, that we don't make as a Knas. And two people that are not part of an Erev. Two people that are not part of an Erev can mevatel their reshus to two people. So, le rabbe, tono sefer le gluya resha. This sefer the resha, this third case of shnaim shel irvu, nois reshus on l'shnaim she'irvu, meaning it's to be megala that it only works by shnaim she'irvu. But if, let's say, you only mevatel it to one, then it only would work if his partner died. Le'echot she'irvu, it's only when it's the other one is mace, but if the other one is alive, then echod
to be one would not work because you have to have to all of them lechot veechot.
La Abaya, according to Abaya, beishela irvu itzechalei. What's the chiddush in beishela irvu? Because according to Rabbah, the chiddush is ubeishela irvu nois rishus l'shtaim sheirvu. It's being megala that one over the other that they have to be alive. Masechel Abaya, they don't have to be alive. So beishela irvu itzechalei. The chiddush is in beishela irvu. Salkadat chamini. You might think ligzer dum osalif tule lehu.
Meaning, maybe begoized that shnaim shle irvu cannot be mevatel to shnaim she irvu because lest the shnaim she irvu be mevatel to the shnaim shle irvu, and you can't be mevatel to shnaim shle irvu,
and that never works. You can never keep mevarev to two people that I'm arev because oitzin delze. Kamashlan, you don't make that gzega. The next case, oile echad shle irev. Why does it have to say you mevatel to one person that I'm arev lomeli? You would think, meaning, when part were ma'arav and part were not ma'arav, so then it works. But echad shel irev, to be ma'arav to one that was not ma'arav, where nobody was ma'arav. So, maybe we should make a knas that bittul doesn't work when everyone in the chotzer, a bunch of smart guys, smart of Einsteins, they all forgot. So maybe there's no bittul. Why? Kadesh l'chakach teres eruv. When both parties forgot, who says bittul even works? Kamashalon, it works, and we're not worried about l'shtakach teres eruv. But we see this yesod of l'shtakach teres eruv, and that was maybe the svara that bittul should only work when you're stuck. Really, eruv is the ideal way. If you forgot, then bittul kicks in because really l'shtakach teres eruv. We don't stam our mevatel. Next case in the braisa, ein echad she'irev. One person that was ma'arev nois reshus alechad shlo irev. Because he's only part of the equation. One that was ma'arev cannot just give over the reshus to one shalai irev because his partner that's with him has to also agree. La'abaya tonis sefer l'gilui reisha. According to Abaya, this is coming to tell me that sefer l'gilui reisha, that echad she'irev cannot give reshus le'echad shalai irev, but the other way around, it could work. Because if echad shalai irev could be mevatel le'echad she'irev because you only need one out of two. Le'rabe Aydeh tona reisha, tona nami sefer. It's only Aydeh. Because it says in the reisha, echad shel irev, nois reshus le'echad shel irev, so the sefer says, punkt faket. But le'olam, we're talking about the reisha, it's talking about that he's around, that he died, I mean, and the sefer is that he's still around. Zog the Gemara, ve'ein shnaim shen irvu, nois reshus shnaim shel irvu, two deo ma'arev cannot give reshus to two of them and ma'arev. What's the chiddush in that? Hasu lomeli, you can never be an accepting party of two, but one of them now is that was forgot to his partner. It should work, it doesn't. Came to be into the bottle, at the time they gave it to him, he was never able to carry it because there's a partner that asses on him. He would never have a shayusa bachotzer. So Lloyd said that's why it doesn't work now to him to vatel to his partner. The ain't shtaim shlo irvu, nois reshus on the shtaim shlo irvu. What's the chiddush in that? Two that forgot cannot be vatel to two that were forgot. Hasul omeli. So Gemara Yitzchicha, the amri kni amanas lahaknois. You might think maybe when they make a condition, like we had before in the Gemara, then maybe you could be mevatel to two, and they don't ask one another. Because I'm only giving you a condition, you mevatel to your partner. Komashlon, that doesn't work. Atkan, this cheshmer of Gemara, now the Gemara is a new kasha. This we got up to yesterday. Boy mine rove mirav nachman. Boy mine rove mirav nachman. Yoyrish maushi vatl reshus. A new question. A yoyrish. That means the father we talk about was not part of the Erev. Rashi in the bottom says, Sheshokach oviv lo Erev. And he died on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, he wasn't part of the Erev. The Bnei Chotzer, and he wasn't Mevatel either. The Bnei Chotzer were not able to carry. Now the son takes over. Could the son now be Mevatel in the place of the father on Shabbos? If the father would be alive, if he forgot to be part of the Erev, he could be Mevatel. Could the son be Mevatel in place of the father when he's Yerush on Shabbos?
Then you allow
to
carry.
And then the Bnei Chotzer will be able to carry. Because the Yerush is being Mevatel, Reshus to the brother, to the other people. Mm-hmm. Now, Tosafot says, we're talking about that the Yerush came on Shabbos to live there. Because if he doesn't come on Shabbos to live there, he doesn't aser. Someone that lives somewhere else, even someone that goes away for Shabbos doesn't aser. So it has to be that he came on Shabbos to be with his father that was about to pass away, and then he died, and now he's Yash and Rishus. Could he now take over the place and be Mevatel that he was, that which he was Yorish? The tzad that he can't, because he wasn't able to be Ma'arav. Bittul is, if you're able to be Ma'arav, then you forgot you can be mevatel. But the Yerush were not able to be ma'arav before Shabbos because he didn't own it bichlal. His father did. Or do we say no? He takes place of his father, and his father was able to ma'arav, so he now could be mevatel like his father was able to. No. Oh, the Gemara is going to discuss that. Tosfos has a kasha and Tosfos says it's different. We'll see in a second. Zog the Gemara, boy, me gav megav Nachman, Yerush ma'arav shivatel reshus. Zog the Gemara daf ayinam et beis. Hechadi boy la guve me etmol motzi ma'arev. When you're able to ma'arev for the day before, so then betulinami motzi mevatel. And that the son cannot do. Aval hai came in the boy la guve me etmol loy motzi ma'arev. So loy motzi mevatel. So maybe he can't be mevatel. Oy dilma, the other side is yoyrish kara davuhu. The son is like the knee of the father. He takes the place of the father. The father was able to ma'arev me etmol, and now the son can be mevatel today. Omalei, he told him, ani oimer mevatel. The son takes place of the father, even though he himself wasn't able to ma'arv, he can be mevatel when he's yoyrish. V'hani dveish Shmuel toni, ein mevatel. He cannot be mevatel. Now, Tosis says as follows, what you're about warning. Tosis di ma'masal al v'hai, the second Tosis on Omid Beis, kevan di boy l'ruvi me'etwa l'motzi ma'arv. Since the yoyrish wasn't around yesterday, he can't be mevatel. Zok Tosis, afilu leman domale el daf samach zayin, mevatlin gabi meis nochi b'shabes, meaning, a nochi that died on Shabbos, so now there was a problem. The nochi did not want to be soichim ekoimoi. He was dying. He was about to die. And then he died on Shabbos, so now they weren't soichim ekoimoi. They were able now to be mevatl to one another. The Gemara says, madach, if the nochi is soicher, you can be soicher. Because the Nochi asses, and the Nochi shows up on Shabbos, he asses, and then be Mevatel, so the Mevatel alone, for sure you could. So what's the cash over here? Over here, how come there's a tzad you can't be Mevatel? Zok Tesis, afilu man lome el Mevatlin, gabi meis Nochi b'Shabbos, yochalio is the aim Mevatlin over here. Why? Came in the hosom with the oyser reshus, shu Mevatel achshav, hoy lekoich levatel me'etmoil. The people that were there today, be'etzim could have been Mevatel yesterday also, meaning at the onset of Shabbos. They could have been Mevatel. Correct, the Nochi is alive, he's staring. But if they would have convinced the Nochi to be Soicha Mekoimoi, so then they could have been Mevatel. So it's not the Be'etzim that they can't be Mevatel. They just have to get the right people to convince the Nochi. Mashekin over here, if the father is alive, you can't convince the Malach HaMavis to kill the father. The kid is not part of the equation. That's what Tosis says to be Mechalik between the kid and the Nochi. Kevin the Hossam, who the Oyser Shus, who Mevatel, Achshav, Yelokach, Levatel, Me'etmol, Elosh lohayim moyel b'bnei anochi de oisa. It's not the pshat that it be'etzim not shayich. If you have the right people convincing the nochi, everything would have worked also. You just have to convince the nochi that that he shouldn't ask on you, and then you can be mevatel. So theoretically, it's possible. You get the right guy to speak to him, then he wouldn't ask her. He'd be masking to be soich, and then you can be mevatel. However, over here, aval hocha. This son was never able to be mevatel before the father died. He was never part of the equation. By the neighbors of the Nochi, if you have the guy right convincing him that he shouldn't be there, then it would be able to mevatel. Over here, he's out of the equation totally. It's not ayid revi alei. There's a difference in lumdus. When something...
This mace, you could have told him yesterday to make the Erev also.
No, the mace...
You could have told the Nochi.
No, but the kid. We're talking about the kid.
No.
The difference is like this: the Nochi, when he was alive, everyone in Lischotzer would have been able to be part of an Erev. You know how? Convince the Nochi to be soicha and this. But the father calls man. The father's alive. The kid could never been part of the bittel.
We could have told the father.
Could have killed the father. What? No, but we're talking now that the question now is on the kid. No, the question was always on the people. Could the people be mevatel, or do we say that the Gemara says that they could be mevatel? Because Marach, if you after you soichah from the guy, you can mevatel. Kolshkein, we don't have to be soichah, you can be mevatel. Zoktai says that's over there because be'etzim, theoretically, it would have been able a bittel for those people. The ones that are mevatel ultimately would have been able to mevatel earlier if you convince the Nochi. Mashekin over here, the one that's ultimately the mevatel, the kid, was never able to be mevatel when the father was alive. That's what Tosfos says the difference is. It only kicks in when the father dies. Have a kibbeis bat mishnei tzidus shesachabim. That's like two homes on two sides of shesachabim. That's the other case we had. We over there. If the goyim come and make a mechitza, it doesn't work because me'etmol he wasn't able to. The aim of batlin. The lohebi yadu shus zeme'etmol. Ulamanda Omar Le'el, not to say the other side. The man Omar that says, Eimavatlin by the goy, Yochali is the Zemavatl, Kudoma Yorish Karadavua. The other side is, here it's better. Because here the son takes the place of the father. Bashing the goy is the side of Eimavatlin. Here he's mamish like the father. Zok the Gemara. Eisvei, the following question. Zehaklal, Kol Shemutu Lemitza Shabbos. Whenever something is mutter, part of Shabbos, it remains mutter. Hutel Chol Shabbos. V'chol she'nesel mitza Shabbos. Somebody that's also part of Shabbos, nesel chol Shabbos. Chutz mimavat reshus. Mavat reshus always works. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it was also, but I forgot to be part of the Erev, and then I'm mavat reshus, and bittul reshus works in the midst of Shabbos. The Ran explains the difference, the reason why bittul works, and we don't say nes and nesar, is because when something is also betchilas Shabbos, meaning when you weren't able to make an Erev, it's reshus ram in between, then it remains nesra. Masha'enkein, when you have over here just a chisorn that someone forgot to be ma'arav, that doesn't mean you couldn't have been ma'arav. That means b'yisoido, you were able to be ma'arav, just you forgot. So then bittul kicks in and bittul helps. Because there's no din nesra only when something is theoretically not possible. Shtei chatzeres b'shei tzidu shus rabim, then they say nesra. But if you forgot to make an erev and now you're mevatel, bittul helps on Shabbos because you'll be able to make an erev before Shabbos. Just you didn't. So then bittul taka works, even though it was Nesar, it was only Nesar because you forgot to make an Erev, but that's not the regular din of Nesar, and Mamela to Mutter on Shabbos. To make a Bittul today on Shabbos is Mutter. So that's why it's called Chutz Mevatel Reshus. Mevatel Reshus works even though theoretically it looks like it was Nesar, but that's not really called a Nesar. That's how the Ran explains later on Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph. Now the Gemara explains this Braisa. Kol Shuhutel Mixa Shabbos Mutlu Chola Shabbos. What's it referring to? Kegoin Erev Derech Pesach. If you have an Erev between two Chatzeres, a Pesach in between them, and you made an Erev between the two Pesachim, v'nistam ha-Pesach, and then the Pesach caved in, and there's a Mapoilus, and now there's no access anymore, there's no access for me to get the box of matzahs on the other side of the Pesach, because it's in one of the Chatzeres, and we made an Erev between us, it's not accessible, but l'maisa, since it was Huta in the beginning of Shabbos, it remains Mutter. And likewise, if you theoretically want to, even though you can't go through the Pesach, if you want to throw something over the doorway that's Nistam. You can do it. It's not considered. You're going from one chatzah to another. The Erev remains that it's still good. Or, Erev der Chaloin. If you made an Erev through a window, that's Dalet by Dalet Tvachim. V'nistam ha-Chaloin. And then the Chaloin became caved in, it closed up. So it remained with the Heta of Tchilas Shabbos. What does it come to be Marbe? Zeh klal, it says Zeh klal, Asuye, my words come to be Marbe. It comes to be Marbe, Movui shenit lo kareisav al-chayov. If you have a Movui, with three mechitzas. And on the fourth side, you have a kari on a lechi to be machshir the tiltil to make the sheet of my voice. So, v'nitlu kareis v'lechayov, and l'maisa, the lechi got removed, the kari got removed, so now you won't be able to make an erev anymore. But since it wasn't osir, in the beginning of Shabbos, because in the beginning of Shabbos, the lechi and the kari were there, so then it remains muta. Now Rashi points out, this is a chiddush. The chiddush over here is, That when the mechitzas are kaya, meaning when let's say it's nistam achaloin or the deles like we had before, so then it remains mutter because the etzem mechitzas are still around. Just even though the access is not accessible, lemaisa the mechitzas are still here. Mashenga when the lechi and the kari fall, so it's felt in the shame mechitzah, the mechitzah that's matter the mavui. So maybe over here you don't say hoish hutra hutra. So that's the zeklal come to be marba. Even in such a place, we say huta huta. Zok the Brayse Vayta Kol Shenesel Mitzvah Shabbos Nesel Chol Shabbos Kula. Anything that was also for part of the Shabbos, it remains also. What's that referring to? Kugin Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidik Shus Rabim. Two homes on both sides of the Shus Rabim, with not accessible one to another. You can't make an error because of Shus Rabim between them. V'kifum Nochim Mechitza B'Shabbos. And the Goyim came now and surrounded it and made a Mechitza on Shabbos and they build walls. So now it's totally Yerushus Ayochid. And the Mechitza Shenasim B'Shabbos is called the Mechitza. But since at the onset of Shabbos it was not Roy to be Ma'ar between the two Chatzeres, so it remains in Esra. And now, even though it's enclosed, one can't be mevatel to the other one. Because since it's, avadi, you can't make an erev. But even to be mevatel, you can't, because it's already nesro. It was not roy to make an erev before. It was a shusam between. So now it's nesro, and you can't be mevatel one to another. Now, what's the zeh klal coming to be marba in the case of nesro? Zog de gemorah, zeh klal asuye mai. What is it coming to be marba? Zog de gemorah, zeh klal asuye mai. La asuye meis nochi b'shabas. Meaning, if let's say you have
a case where you have two yidden living together with a goy, and the goy did not want to be soichem a koimoy. So now there's an issa to carry into the chotzer with the goy's asring, and now the meis nochi b'shabbos. So now he's not ma'akav on them anymore. Just it's us to take out because they never made an error amongst each other. So now one of the yidden wants to be vatal to the other one. So we say that it's not going to help a bit over here because since it was nesar at the beginning of Shabbos because the goy was ma'akav, so mele it doesn't help anymore a bitl now even in the middle of Shabbos. Now the reason why this is a chiddush, Rashi points out, because by shnei batim shnei tzidir shusur abim, over there they weren't able at all to make an eruv. Over here with the goy, you could have convinced, with the right people, convinced the goy to be soichem koimoy. So you would have been able to make an eruv. So maybe over here you don't say nesro, because be soichem theoretically I could have convinced him. So kamash lo, no, you say nesro and bitl won't help in the middle of Shabbos. Zok the gemara v'katoni, and it says chutz mimavatel reshus. It says in the brayse kol shenesar mitz Shabbos nesachol Shabbos is chutz mimavatel reshus. That by bitl reshus it does help. You could be mevatel. It don't say chutz mimavatel reshus and the yoyrish is mashma that the yoyrish cannot be mevatel. Is mashma only you in only the bailim himself that was amar arav erev Shabbos could be mevatel reshus and Shabbos, because that we said. Every time you forgot to make an Erev, so that's not called Nesra, because by Yisoid you were able to make an Erev. So Bittl helps on Shabbos. That's an exception to the Nesra. That's not called Nesra. But it says only the Bailim can be Mavatl. It doesn't say the Yorish can be Mavatl. Iu in Yorish loy. So we see clearly in Alagar Nachman that says that Yorish could also be Mavatl as Brokar Davua. So the Gemara, Eima chutz mitoiras Bittl Rishus. It doesn't come to exclude the Yorish, whoever is Yorish the father. No, it means It's coming to exclude chut mitoris bitl shus, that the exception to the rule is bitl shus, whoever could be mevatel, teres bitl shus, either ihu or yoyrish, whoever wants to be mevatel. If it's a brokar devuah, then he also could be mevatel, and that will be included in the din of chut mitoris shus. Zog the gemara, another kasha, eisvei, echo b'nei chotze shemeis, if one of the b'nei chotze died, v'niach shus alech min hashuk, and his moirish is chelik in the chotze, to whom? To a stranger that doesn't live here. So that person obviously can't be my Arab because he doesn't live here. So it depends when he died. If this took place, if he died before Shabbos, before the onset of Shabbos, so we balt before the onset of Shabbos, the Erev wasn't Chal yet. So the person now that was Yoyrish is Oysa. He asks for the Bnei Chotzer to carry because he wasn't part of the Erev and he's Yoyrish and he's not part of the Erev. And the Maisik comes Shabbos, he's not part of the Erev. However, if he only died after Shabbos, so Mela the Erev was already Chal, because Echem Nechotze Shemes, he was part of the Erev. So just because he was Moirish on Shabbos to someone else, that doesn't stare me. Because since he was Zoicha only after Shabbos started, Mishachashecha, so Eina Oyser. It doesn't answer the original Erev that the Bnei Chotze had with the person that died. He's not around anymore. That doesn't stare me. Because at the onset of Shabbos, it was Hutar. So Mela, it remains mutter. The echad min hashuk, and the other case the Brayse says, the echad min hashuk shemeis, meaning if you have someone from the shuk that was not part of an erev with the bnei chotzer and he died, and who does he leave his chelik in the chotzer utu? V'niach shus alechem bnei chotzer, and he's meirish his chelik in the chotzer to one of the bnei chotzer that it was part of the erev. But this new chelik now was never part of the Erev, so it depends when he receives it. Miboid yoim, ein oisa. If he's yoish and miboid yoim, it doesn't ask him in a chotze. Why? Because he's yoish and miboid yoim, and now he could be ma'arv together with the bnei chotze before the Erev is chal. However, mishachashecha, if he only yashened the chelik from the guy in the shuk on Shabbos, and that chelik now, calls man, the guy was in the shuk, he doesn't ask her. But now that I'm living here, it asks on me, because it asks on the rest of the chotze, because I'm living here now, and this new chotze that I was Yerush, this new chelik, I was never part of the Erev. So, Mishachashecha, Oysa, it asks the stamshes of all the Bnei chotze, because the Moirish never was part of the Erev. He didn't live here. He didn't make an Erev. And the Yerush that was Zoicha only after the Chalois of the Erev, so Mela, he wasn't part of the Erev. So Mela, it's going to ask her. Zog the Rashba, maybe the fact that I made an Erev on the Chelik that I had before Shabbos should help me automatically on the Chelik that I yash on Shabbos. Zog the Rashba, no. Because at the onset of Shabbos, that the Shas of the onset of the Chalois of the Erev, I was never Zoich in that new Chelik in the Chotze yet. So Mamela, the Yorish that yashes on Shabbos, a Chelik from the Echom Ne'ashuk, and he's in the Chotze, it asses.
Frag the Gemara, why should an Asa let him be Mevatel? Yerush doesn't have to be a son, a Yerush could be any person. So, Ebezoi, am I Oysa, according to Am Nachman, that a Yerush is Mevatel? So, my Oysa, Levatel, let the Yerush be Mevatel, is Chelik, now to the Shabnei Achotza, and let him matter the Shtamshes in the Chotza. The Yerush doesn't aser automatically. It means he asers until he's mevatel. But in chenami, bittel of a Yerush would take a help, even if it took place only on Shabbos. Yerush ma'ushi vatel lo'olam, he could be mevatel. We'll stop over here. The bottom of the Amud of Ayin Amud Beis Toshma.